is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday. I look across the political, spectrum, and I identify that there is no question at this point that the Democratic Socialists are carving off a chunk of the Democratic Party. And Democratic Socialist, by the way, is an oxymoron. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because to be a socialist is to have central planning. It is to have the government in charge of what goes on with the means of production, how people are plugged into society, what their job will be, how they function, what they're allowed to do. Their freedoms is defined, if you want to call it that. Their freedoms are defined by the government. So democratic it is not. The idea that somehow there's a democratic socialist idea doesn't work. Well, the people will vote on how things are controlled. No, they won't. Once the socialists, once the communists, or as our caller earlier put it, the filthy communists, are in place, that's the way it is. And so the private ownership of land and resources slowly ebbs away. The private control of business quickly ebbs away. The idea of income equality put into place to fight income inequality moves its way in. The problem is we've done such a poor job of educating so many young people. We've allowed this idea, this notion that somehow there's this utopia out there that if we only have more government, it will work for everybody. And those that are left behind will somehow be buoyed and brought up. And their lives will be better if somehow we just give more, if we tax the rich more, if we don't allow people to keep as much, and we share that with those that are less fortunate, those that can't get a leg up, those that are held back by racism or misogynism or whatever it is in America that is making you a victim, that we can make the playing field more even. The problem is when you do that, you don't raise people up, you bring people down. That's the way socialism works. It's not an elevation of people. It's pushing down people to a lower level. It is the relentless pursuit of mediocrity. That's what socialism is. It's the relentless pursuit of average at best, and usually far worse. Because when people realize the workers, because you always have workers and achievers in a group of people, and you have those that, you know, follow along. You have the idea people, like I'll use a Henry Ford, for example, who has a brilliant idea to create automobiles in a mass way, the assembly line, and he brings this all together, and he creates an idea, and he puts it forth. And Henry Ford is compensated at a far better rate than those that are putting the wheels on the Model A's or the Model T's or whatever. You see, but in a socialist world, Henry Ford would be compensated at the same rate as those that are putting on the lug nuts, and that's not the way the world is supposed to work, because make no mistake, the reason Adam Smith's vision of the world works, the wealth of nations vision works for the world, is because the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, they're not doing these things to give you a better cut of meat or a better loaf of bread or a better source of light. No, they're building a better cut of meat at a better price and a better candle so they can sell it for a better price. And they can sell more of them. They can create demand to take care of themselves and their own family, not yours, to take care of their own family. But as a result of that, your family gets a better cut of meat at a better price and a better candle at a better price and a better loaf of bread at a better price, because competition comes into play and you have people trying to compete for your resources, trying to get you to be convinced that their bread and their meat and their candles are better The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker are working to get your attention so that you will become a customer, a loyal customer, so that they will do better. So they will accumulate wealth. So then they can go to the carpenter and say, I want to build a house. And they can go to the glassmaker and say, I need windows. And they can go to the furnace people and say, I need heat. You see, and then they begin to buy things. And as they look at the people selling glass and carpentry and furnace products, they find the best price and the best delivery system and the best service. And they decide for themselves and they figure out who works there. And then that company thrives. And that company thrives not because they want to give somebody a better furnace or a better plate of glass, but so that they can take care of themselves and their family. That's the way it all works. And if you go back and you look in China about 30 years ago now, maybe a bit more, the government allowed Chinese citizens to keep a very small plot of land, a few feet by a few feet, to grow their own vegetables. And within a couple of years, this is what they found. The people growing vegetables on their own little plot of land, a few feet by a few feet outside their homes, in cities, in the country, wherever, were outproducing the collective farms. Incredible, isn't it? That people that were looking out for their own well-being were outproducing those in the collective farms. The reason being there are always workers, and there are always high achievers, and there are always those that go along for the ride and those that don't do much at all, slackers, if you will. And as a result, the achievers work hard. But when those that don't work nearly as hard as they do get the same reward, then the person that is the worker by nature becomes discouraged, angry, bitter, actually. And they slow down. They pull back. They say, I'm not going to work that hard anymore. Now, does that result in the person that doesn't work very hard picking up the pace? No, generally not. They continue at their lackadaisical pace and expect somebody else to take care of them or pick up the slack, or I'm hurt, or I don't feel good, or I've got 1,000 excuses to why things don't get done. Here's an axiom that you should use and understand. If you want something done, I don't care what it is. If you want something done, you find the person that is the busiest person you know and ask them if they can help. And if you want nothing done, find someone who's doing nothing, sitting on their couch. I have nothing to do. Because they will give you 10 excuses as to why they weren't able to get done for you what they said they could. And the person that is so busy doing a million things, that person gets things done. If you want something done, find the busiest person you know, because that's who they are. And if you want nothing done, find somebody who's doing nothing at all. That's, in a nutshell, that's the magic of capitalism. That's why you have so much freedom, because you have the ability to go create for yourself. You have the ability to create and pursue for yourself your happiness, your goals, your dreams. And that's why America has been more wildly successful than any country in the history of the world. That's why the American government system is the longest functioning in world history, because of capitalism and the free market society and the freedom of individuals. And that's the key. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, a great capitalist company, by the way. Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. And I have been a customer since long before I was on the radio. It's a company I believe in. Trust me. Go to WolverineWaterSystems.com to get your free water test today. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell them Steve sent you.